welcome to Epic Gamer Swag. I have a guest joining with me today, and I think he disconnected from Discord.
Oh, shit. No, I'm here.
All right. So, we're going to be talking about Overwatch in general and Fortnite being bad. And a lot of topics,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to stop you there. It's actually called Fortnite.
It's not.
It's called Fortnite, yeah.
It's actually not.
Oh, okay, right. Then.
That's going to be annoying. Every single time something on Discord pops up, it's going to make the sound on the podcast. Alright, so if everyone could ignore that, that'd be wonderful. So, how are you liking the new Junkenstein game mode?
I mean, I've been around since, like, the very first one, so it's kind of still kind of fun to, like, mess around with.
Would you say that it's repetitive?
Actually, I wouldn't say that, because every year they change the endless mode and they add new heroes. But I feel like it could be better if they added maybe more bosses.
Yeah, maybe.
Because this year, they still have the same ones as last year. Like, Summoner, Junkenstein, the Monster, the Witch, Reaper.
Do you think any of the heroes, not the enemies, but, like, should any of the heroes be nerfed?
I mean, I feel like they're all pretty balanced. But maybe Torbjorn could slow down his turret build-up speed, because right now, like, he could set it up pretty much anytime he wants to.
Yeah, maybe. I've actually played Dr. Junkenstein's Revenge with you once, like, on Expert, right?
Yeah, we did.
We lost on the last stage, so it was pretty sad.
Oh, yeah, mainly because you can't ignore the Zomniks and, like the mini-robots, because those are the ones who really do the actual damage.
I believe, like, after that, we just spammed customs and did nothing else.
Honestly, I feel like that's what Overwatch is coming to at this point, because there's not enough new stuff for it to be engaging after, like, maybe a couple games.
You remember when one of our friends was talking about how Overwatch was holding back on all the great content, and they're going to release it all once Fortnite
dies down? Yeah, that's
what I'm
thinking. I mean, it's kind of a risk, because Fortnite is still going pretty strong right now, so if they wait until it dies, then they're basically, like, dooming themselves. Like, either Fortnite dies, and they manage to push out, like, a campaign mode, or it keeps staying alive, and then Overwatch just dies out.
Yeah.
There's one thing I know about Blizzard, it's like, they know how to keep a series alive.
I feel like it may just be them putting dice and gambling it, right? Or it could be them a card that, like, no one's gonna expect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are already speculating it, so it's, like, uncertain.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think the campaign mode's going to be like?
Honestly, I have no idea what campaign means. If you could lecture me about that, that would be great.
I got it. So campaign is basically like a story mode, but it gives you a lot more freedom. It's like, gives you an objective, gives you a couple dialogue, and then you're free to kind of just do whatever you want. Think like Assassin's Creed. That would be an excellent campaign example.
Would you think this campaign is going to be multiplayer or just, like, one-person based?
I'm thinking it's going to build more on the Overwatch archives. If you were there for the event last year, it was, like, they had four-player team, and then it was a written-out dialogue. I think they're going to keep building on that.
Do you think there's going to be a variety of skins that's going to be released in this update?
I mean, I think they're just going to take advantage of whatever new stuff they can kind of milk on. So like, I think there's going to be tons of new campaign lore related skins.
Like, what do you think is going to be the future of Overwatch? Or like, either the future, like the decline of Overwatch. Like, do you think this
either it's like, going to fizzle out in like a couple months while Fortnite is still alive, or it's going to like come back with like a massive and then just kind of go out in glory.
Do you think this is like, if they screw this up, then it's just all over for Overwatch, or do you think there's going to be a second chance?
They sold like, what, 40 million copies? So, I'm pretty sure they're good to go.
What other games do you think Blizzard might be making in the future?
I'm not really sure. I mean, you can't... Oh, a sequel to Overwatch would not be fitting without a proper campaign mode.
Yeah, maybe.
And maybe they might bring back the StarCraft series, or maybe Hearthstone 2, or maybe just an entire new game, which would be pretty awesome.
Do you think this... let's say that there's going to be a new game. Do you think it's going to be, like, a battle royale? Like, we've seen Call of Duty make battle royales or whatever, and they're new.
Yeah, Black Ops 4.
Yeah.
I feel like Blizzard knows what they're doing, and making another battle royale in, like, the already hundreds that are out there, it probably won't be, like, a good move on their idea. Maybe if they took the unique heroes from Overwatch and implemented that system of different characters with different abilities into a battle royale, I'd play that.
Like, have you seen the Realm Royale or whatever?
Realm Royale, yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't, like, the main idea for that based on what you just said, like, Paladins, like, heroes inside of it.
Yeah, Paladins in Battle Royale.
Yeah. That didn't end up happening, though. I don't believe it did. Anyways, do you think this new game mode is going to be maybe, like, everyone? Like, all Overwatch heroes? Or do you think, like, you know Heroes of the Storm, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think it's going to be like that, or do you think it's going to be different? Like, maybe all heroes from all games, and maybe...
I mean, if they did a big Blizzard crossover, then they'll have to fill in a lot of lore on how that even happened. But that would be pretty epic.
Like, in Heroes of the Storm, they didn't give, like, that much background on anything.
Yeah, they just kind of existed. Now, games like HOTS and League of Legends and Dota, like the MOBA games, they don't focus on lore at all.
Yeah, like, most of it, like, in League of Legends, it's like, this person did this, and it's just like, and then they went to the League of Legends arena.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're running a bit low on time here, like, we've burned almost a half of our time, do you want to switch to the topic of Fortnite? Oh my god, he's not talking again. That's great. Alright.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, welcome back.
Sorry, I just have an immediate gag reflex when anyone says Fortnite.
Yeah, so,
So,
do you think is gonna happen in Fortnite? Do you think it's starving of gameplay and such, or do you think it's still very alive?
I mean, it's kind of complicated at this point. I am not a full supporter of Fortnite.
Yeah, I can tell.
Its player base is going down, but, like, when everybody in the world plays your game, there's nowhere to go but down.
Yeah.
Like, but I feel like Fortnite is one of those games where it's really popular, and then, like, no one plays it anymore.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's H1Z1, remember that game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know the game when, Ninja got super mad at that little kid. Do you think that's the basis of Fortnite, and, like, that game, Fortnite's going to die. Or, like, you know how last year at our school, like, everyone was playing Fortnite. Like, people were playing
Fortnite.
Yeah,
like, Battle Royale in bathrooms, was the thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you think, because that's, like, no longer a thing, like, it's evidently no longer a thing, right? Do you think that just signifies Fortnite, like, slowing down a bit?
Yeah. If the Battle Royale craze is going down, then eventually Fortnite's gonna die. But a lot of people, they don't recognize Fortnite as a Battle Royale, but rather as its own game because of its, like, extensive... Actually, Fortnite does have a good bit of lore, and its different events and map features and just everything that makes it unique. They kind of identify it as its own little genre.
Yeah, like, I feel like some people, they say that they hate Fortnite. Like, you know the friend who was talking about, like, Overwatch and the updates, right? He was also talking about how much he hates Fortnite, yet he plays it so much. Like, yesterday, you know how we were going to, like, all three of us were going to play Dr. Junkenstein's Revenge, and he just didn't come, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reason for that is that he was playing Fortnite. Like, even joking.
Makes sense. I mean, speaking of people playing Fortnite and ditching you, do you think this Fortnite addiction problem is an actual problem, or just something that concerned parents make up?
I think it's the news's fault. Like, people on the news say that you can watch restricted videos on a Nintendo DS. It doesn't get much worse than that. And let's say this is, repetitive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, most of the time, media portrays anything popular as something to be looked down upon and something that has brutal side effects. Like video games, it even started with, like, old games like the NES. People are saying that NES games are, like, bad for you. And now it's Fortnite is bad for you.
But have you heard about, like, Fortnite coaching, where people, like, pay money for people to teach them how to play Fortnite?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Because in Overwatch, the only coaching that really happens is for the pro league, and it makes sense because they need that. But, like, just regular casual players, like, asking for coaching, it's a bit extreme.
Have you ever considered playing Fortnite on, like, a really high level?
Competitive Fortnite? I do respect people who do play competitive Fortnite, and I think it does take a degree of skill to be really good at the game, but I feel like Fortnite's not really a competitive game, you hear me? Because it's not based on...
Yeah. Oh my god, his voice just cut out.
Did I cut out?
Yeah, you cut out for a second there. Anyways, okay, continue. So
what I was saying was, like, Fortnite is not really a tournament game.
Yeah, definitely. Like, It itself is already a tournament, and also, if someone were to make, like, a bracket of it, that would take so long to complete.
Exactly, and plus, it's also, there's too many variables to get, like, a solid tournament game. Like, there's where do you drop, maybe RNG, or what weapons do you get, but in games like Overwatch or CSGO, it's purely based on skill and personal preference, not strength of weapon or actual advantage of doing something in the game.
Alright. Well, we're just about time to wrap up, so we're probably gonna roll the outro one more time, or perhaps not. The music for this podcast was given by Kevin MacLeod. I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name.
MacLeod.
At incompetech.com. And, I'll see you guys next week, tomorrow. I don't know.
Bye, y'all.